Random House Audio presents Jamrach's Menagerie by Carol Birch, read for you by Steve West. Part 1, Chapter 1. I was born twice. First, in a wooden room that jutted out over the black water of the Thames, and then again 8 years later in the highway, when the tiger took me in his mouth and everything truly began. Say Bermondsey and they wrinkle their noses. Still, it was the home before all other homes. The river lapped beneath us as we slept. Our door looked out over a wooden rail into the channel at the front, where dark water heaved up an odd, sullen grey bubble. If you looked down through the slats, you could see things moving in the swill below. Thick, green slime, glistening in the slosh that banged up against it, crept up the crumbling wooden piles. I remember the jagged lanes with bent elbows and crooked knees, rutted horseshit in the road, the dung of sheep that passed our house every day from the marshes, and the cattle bellowing their unbearable sorrows in the tannery yard. I remember the dark bricks of the tanning factory and the rain falling black. The wrinkled red bricks of the walls were gone all to tarry soot. If you touched them, the tips of your fingers came away shiny black. A heavy smell came up from under the wooden bridge and got you in the gob as you crossed in the morning going to work. The air over the river, though, was full of sound and rain, and sometimes at night the sound of sailors sang out over the winking water, voices wild and dark to me as the elements themselves, lilts from everywhere, strange tongues that lisped and shouted, melodies running up and down like many small flights.